Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane joining us for another City Council update. How are you, Ian?
I'm well, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate the time to talk with us and let our viewers know what's happening. Lots going on this time of year. The City Council, my goodness, between the Finance Committee, ordinance, and the regular council meeting. How do you keep it all straight, Ian?
Well, you've got chairs that actively manage the measures that are handled in each respective committee. So they do a great job there. Otherwise, you know, we do our best to, you know, perform due diligence and make informed decisions along the way.
Are you enjoying the presidency so far?
I am. Yeah, no, I do enjoy having this opportunity to take a leadership role on the City Council and the city. It's been great to collaborate with my colleagues, you know, in new ways, not that we didn't before, but just sort of as a point person, and sort of liaising with the mayor. So it's great.
Nice. Nice. So as I mentioned, busy agenda last night, certainly, as I mentioned, Finance Committee did meet. Maybe we could start there if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. So we had, a couple of orders that were heard in the Finance Committee. The first was an appropriation for $157 million for the district improvement financing. And this is basically governing the two parking garages that would be constructed along what's former, you know, the parking way area now, McConville Way. One will be adjacent to the ambulatory care facility that Beth Israel Deaconess Milton will be constructing over the next couple of years. And the second would be adjacent to the residential retail complex with the specialty grocer. On the opposite side of the, I guess it would be the south side of the General's Bridge.
Right. Approved?
It was approved, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Unanimously?
Yes, it was unanimous.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then the second order was the sixth amendment to the Urban Renewal and Development Plan. So we had, we've had extensive discussions in Finance Committee, the last two. In fact, and so, you know, this is expanding the urban renewal district by a significant order of magnitude, but it encases more of the downtown area and creates more opportunities to open up what has already, you know, I guess, been developed within the downtown area, but creates new opportunities to expand on that. So that measure was also approved unanimously.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, there's been some questions raised about taking some of the commercial property off the tax rolls. Is that something you're concerned about?
Yeah, I'm always concerned about commercial properties coming off the tax roll. But I think that for the size of those properties that would be taken, that there is greater opportunity to replace with, you know, commercial and otherwise development property that could come back on the tax rolls that will benefit, you know, the city in years to come. You know, this is, we've looked at this, maybe the, of course, this is the sixth amendment. This is a long time. I mean, we're you know, 15 plus years into this cycle, and we've done some great work in the downtown already. And there was considerable work that was done before even I joined the council in 2016. But I think Quincy just remains in such a unique position where you're looking at the city of Boston right now, which is failing miserably. You've got commercial rates, business, you know, commercial rates, tax rates about to rise. You've got huge vacancies in the commercial market downtown. So they're losing a lot of revenue. People are coming to places like Quincy, which are ideally more business friendly and, you know, better environment to potentially grow a footprint. And so, you know, I remain optimistic about Quincy's future and the opportunity to fill, you know, some of these spaces, especially in light of the fact that, you know, there might be a small commercial property taken here or there.
Yeah. And as I understand it, too, any taking or purchasing of property would still have to come through the council first.
That's
right?
correct. That's okay. Correct. Yep.
Okay. And that was approved?
That was also approved unanimously.
Okay.
And the third order of the evening was an amendment to the Fox Rock Properties Quincy Development Land Disposition Agreement. And I know it was a very small change. I can't tell you what it was, but I also didn't vote on it. So...
Oh, you did not vote on it?
I did not vote in it. Cubic Labs has a relationship. My organization has a relationship with Fox Rock, so I abstained from that. But gotcha. That passed 8-0. So I know it was a small I'm sorry, it's escaping right now. I feel like it's a small change for the management of the construction of the garage itself, which I think will now be under the entire project as opposed to being done by the city.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That, as I recall, the mayor's representatives mentioning something about that it was just a minor amendment, but this has to do with the construction of the outpatient clinic.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yep. So that is that. Then we went, well, we had our regularly scheduled council meeting and agenda. We had orders that were moved. Everything was moved into the first three were moved into finance. So the first one was an amendment to Atlantic Realty. There's to the land disposition agreement. So this is the commercial, residential and retail complex that we just talked about that we approved the money for the garage, that there is a small change to the design plan that would more or less encompass the garage behind the residential and retail structure. So it just gives it a better aesthetic. And that actually went into finance, came out of finance last night as well. So that was the fourth measure that was heard in finance when we took it out of committee.
Got you. Okay.
The second was an ordinance to amend the municipal code for the salary for the position of mayor within the city. That was moved into finance. And the proposed salary figure there is $285,000. And that number came in below the lowest range of that study that we were presented with a few weeks back. And the assessment there is that this is, and I was surprised to learn. I didn't realize that, town managers and town administrators who are managing budgets in cities that are a fraction of the size of Quincy's make considerably more, to the tune of 300 plus, which is fascinating to see places like Plymouth and Cambridge. But in any event, the position of mayor, I guess, has not seen a salary increase since 2014 when it was bumped up to $150,000. So, we'll hear that in finance at the next finance committee meeting, which will be June 3rd. We'll discuss that. Along with actually, well, this motion was rejected by Councillor Harris, but it was a proposal to increase the city council salary. So this will be put on the agenda for next meeting because it was rejected. But the proposal for the city council salary increase was to go from 22,500 to 47,500. And the city council had also not seen an increase in salary since 2014. So this would be a considerable increase, but also one that nothing's been changed in a decade. So that, as I said, was rejected. It'll come back on the agenda next council meeting. And then there was an order for an increase in the cost of living adjustment by the Quincy Retirement Board. This was voted on by the membership last week and passed, and so it now needs to be approved by the City Council. It was passed to it was passed by the City Council,
Okay.
which I want to say that it was a increase of 4% at a base of maybe 15,000, which is a figure that benefits the lower beneficiaries or the lower amount of the beneficiaries in the system.
Yeah, and according to a note here from the mayor, it goes to 16,000
16,000. Thank you.
effective July 1st, and then 17, and then 18 through 2026. Just a quick question about the Councillor Harris rejection. So does that immediately take it off the table for that meeting, Ian? How does that work?
Just for that meeting, yeah. So in the rules, there's there is a rule in the council rules that allows for any member of the city council to reject a measure proposed on the agenda at the outset of its as it comes up on the agenda. And so Councillor Harris used that rule, and so we'll take it up at the next council meeting.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks for explaining that. I wasn't clear about that. I thought that only could happen in committee. I wasn't sure that could happen in the full council meeting.
No, I think I've only seen that happen once before, and it was similarly made by Councillor Harris, actually. So
He's a rebel, that
he knows
Councillor
that rule
Harris.
well.
Okay. Very good. And also, I know that coming out of committee was the proposal for the Lunar New Year
Yes.
school holiday.
So we had a couple of reports of committees of finance. I went through the ordinance, Councilor Liang, the measure that she led on the Lunar New Year ordinance was passed unanimously. We brought that out. So, Jim Timmons, the city solicitor, came out. There was some debate as to the potential legality of the city council's trying to implement a municipal holiday. And so we went about it a different way, which was the closing of a public building on that holiday to observe the holiday. So no impediments in the way of voting that ordinance in. And so it passed. And I, commend Councilor Liang for her work on this project.
So, do knowing does this also require a vote by the school committee?
Not that I'm aware. This is purely handled by the city council.
Okay, all right. Some new ways forward here in Quincy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I think, this was something that had been taken up by the school committee in a different manner. I think when it came around to the schedule of the school, and they declined or they passed, they voted it down. And this is one of those things. We heard from a considerable amount of a population from the city, and that's what this is representative of, is this is honoring a constituency in our city that is sizable. And so, I know this means a lot to Councilor Liang. I know this meant a lot for the city council in order to sort of take this up as a an opportunity to honor our residents in the city. So we did it in our way.
All right, very good. Anything else?
Nope, we had some stuff come out of Public Works, and then that was about it. So we've got our next city council meeting on Monday, June 3rd at 6:30. There's a finance committee, and then followed by a 7:30 city council meeting.
Okay, is that the final budget hearing, you know?
That should be the final budget hearing. Yep, and then we have one more council meeting on the 17th before the summer recess.
Right, because there's high school graduations in between there.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I always like to ask you anything in Ward 3 you'd like to mention?
Well, I'm trying to think of when we last spoke, if I already talked about it. Dave Murphy held the Commissioner of Natural Resources held a public meeting at the rec complex a couple of weeks ago to talk about the continued and ongoing improvements of the Furnace Brook Golf Course and Forbes Hill Park improvements. So it was well attended. It was this is a project that has now received a lot of attention over the past 3 years, and so it's nice that there can be continued public and community engagement during this process. And Dave and his team, Paul Costello from DPW, they're working so hard to make sure that this project is done right. So it sets a very unique standard and template for how public engagement works, I think, for city projects. So, but otherwise, all's good and quiet in Ward 3.
Okay. We will catch up with you about Porch Fest in the not too distant future.
Yes, we shall. Yep.
Thanks a lot, Ian.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
You too.